It's the radio segment that recently got turned down pitching a new television series to NBC. Law and Order, UTI. Who's responsible?
Yeah. A lot of cranberry juice that you should drink with that one.
Cuff the perp, John. It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other bottom blisters just don't. This first laser story is out of Germany. A 28-year-old guy named Gustav was driving with his pregnant girlfriend and their one-year-old child, and he made a quick stop for a bathroom break. It was 1 a.m., and the girlfriend and baby were asleep in the back seat.
The whole crowd did it.
Yeah.
While he was out using the restroom, the girlfriend woke up and decided she would do the same.
Oh.
Problem.
Oh.
Well, Gustav got back in the car before she did and drove off without her.
It's 1 in the morning.
He just assumed that she was still in the back seat sleeping. However, the pregnant woman was left stranded at the rest stop with no phone and no jacket.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, no.
She's so angry right now.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, another driver lent her their cell phone, and that's when she realized she had no idea what her boyfriend's phone number was.
You don't memorize numbers anymore. I don't know anyone's phone number. Anyone's...
It starts with an 8.
Yeah.
We helped after that.
And that's
two?
It.
Yeah. Maybe if I dial 2 a bunch, something will happen.
So she was left with no choice but to call the police.
Oh, wow.
So how far did Gustav get? He drove 30 miles before he realized his mistake and finally turned around.
Can you imagine the panic? When he looked in the rearview mirror and she wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh. And she's pregnant. Yeah.
But a police patrol car had already picked up his girlfriend and was bringing her to him. It's been a few weeks since this happened, and he's still apologizing.
Oh, he's going to apologize forever.
I think
he's
that's lucky. Till kid's 18.
His next laser story is out of Minnesota. 3-year-old Leona Faye knew exactly what type of cake she wanted for her birthday.
Aw, that's sweet.
She told her mom she wanted it Lion King themed.
Cute.
All right.
Okay, that seems normal.
But she had a specific request that went along with the theme.
Okay.
Leona told her mother that on top of that cake, she wanted to show the scene in the movie where King Mufasa gets killed.
Oh my God!
Why that scene?
And
sure enough, a local bakery agreed to bring the grim scene from the 1994 film to life.
We're looking at a picture right now.
You guys, it's like dead Mufasa laying on the cake plate, and there's claw marks on the side where he was hanging on and finally fell.
And Simba's on the top of the cake looking down like, Dad? This is awful.
But it is cookies and cream flavored. It's kind of sweet.
I mean, I'd still eat it.
But yes, there's a little tiny Simba standing over his dad's lifeless body, and then right next to it, written joyously in red frosting, it says, Leona's 3!
Bakery think when they got this over there.
I think more importantly, how does her father feel about this?
Why would a 3-year-old request this? Leona explained, everyone will be too sad to eat it, and it will all be for me.
Smart kiddo.
She's working the system.
The cake-loving tot's morbid request went viral, and it even got the family invited to NBC's Today Show.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Whoa. On the program, mom said, Leona is hilarious and quirky, plus she's also very empathetic and a sweet kid.
Is she, though?
Really?
She had to make sure she said that.
I was going to go with dark.
She has serial killer tendencies, but she's a really sweet girl besides that. This next laser story is out of Fashion HQ. Have you ever gotten dressed and thought, you know what would make this outfit look so much better? A tail.
What? I haven't.
No.
Not yet.
Well,
not
if you
recently.
Have, then you're in luck because the company MyTail, spelled MITAIL, is now offering an animatronic tail for humans.
Double rainbow. Oh my God.
Whoa.
I was just talking to this. It's my friend's daughter who's like a senior in high school, and she says kids at her school wear tails.
Yeah, school by me used to do that too.
It's a thing. And like furry hands.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's
like a thing.
Tails like pins.
But apparently it can move all by itself, or you can command it via smartphone app.
Oh, so you can depict your emotions of how happy you are?
Yeah. And the owners say the human tail business is booming right now.
Oh, is it?
Wow.
Hey, I want mine to go straight up like a skunk when I'm mad. Oh. I'm about to spray. You better back off.
Yours would be like a Labrador retriever.
Just always wagging.
It would break up from moving.
The tail company's been making realistic tails for people for over 15 years.
Oh.
But
dang.
None before were able to move so realistically up until now.
How do you sit down? Drive a car? Do you take it off?
You control it, bro. Do you put it
wrap
up?
Wrap it around?
Yeah, wrap it around your waist like a belt.
So Brooke is clearly interested in getting
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Same.
The description says that this new tail is 20% lighter than the company's previous model. It also has a fast USB charging system that can guarantee 10 hours of use.
Wow.
Plus, your brand new tail will only set you back $150.
Oh, what if you can spin it like Tails in Sonic the Hedgehog and just fly away?
Cool.
I'm into this now. I may invest.
Or just put your tail between your legs. You've been a bad boy.
This next laser story is out of Name City.
Sounds annoying.
You can probably guess the name Karen comes with a stigma now that's used more as a derogatory term.
Absolutely.
And all the bad press might be driving Karens to extinction.
Wow.
Really?
Okay.
I say that because new data from the Social Security Administration shows the name Karen is less popular now than it's been in almost a century.
Can you imagine, though, snuggling a new baby named Karen?
No.
Apparently, only 325 babies named Karen were born in North America last year.
I'm surprised there was that many. I mean, to be honest.
Imagine being a mom and being like, someday, I'm going to name my daughter after my mother, Karen. 30 years later, you're like, dang it!
Yeah. It makes it the 831st most popular name for a girl. Mm. The last time it ranked that low was 94 years ago in 1927.
And I can't get up.
I guess the only way you're going to get an original baby name is if you use Karen from now on.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
It peaked in popularity in 1965 when it was the third most popular name. In fact, the continent got almost 33,000 new Karens that year.
Wow.
So a lot of Karens are in their late 50s right now.
Wow.
And are currently hiding out from the press. The name's been falling in popularity for a while, though, even before the whole Karen thing started. Mm. So it could be dropping out of the top 1,000 even in the next year.
Just name your baby Ellen. I'm sure there's nothing wrong with that.
You know how many Karens have texted us about this guy over the last year?
Oh, man.
Big fans, are they?
Does that turtle have a permit to be on this show? Tell him to move it or lose it.
Well, he's definitely losing something. That means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.